something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. Ah, but I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said, I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it? You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised. After saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. Say, wicked man. Because he took actions against you. Even the judge in the court of law, when the judge has passed the sentence, the family members of the accused say, wicked man. Can you imagine what he said? Wicked man. Gave him life imprisonment. Ha ha! Wicked. They don't see the law. They see the judge as a person. If they could beg him there, they would. But the lawyer says, you can't talk. I talk for you. Say, Trying to get the judge's attention. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking. So, Jesus said to her, one thing is needed. One thing is needful. One thing is necessary. And Mary has gotten it. And it will not be taken away from her. What is this one thing? Well, the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Master, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. She was listening to the Master. She was in the presence of the Master, listening to him. What food do you want to prepare, Martha? He fed 5,000 men. The women and the children were not counted. He fed them with a little boy's lunch. Why don't you sit at his feet and let him fix the food for you? She wants to impress him. Ask the disciples where Jesus got fish from. They were fishing. And he said, children, do you have any? No, we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your net on the other side of the boat and you shall find. And they did it. They enclosed a multitude of fishes. John said to Peter, it's the master. They got out of the water. And then he said, bring some of the fish you caught. And they went to Jesus and found him preparing fish. They met him preparing fish. And he said, bring some of those ones. Because he wanted them to compare them. The miracle fish from his word and the one from the water. How will you impress the creator of the universe? What do you want to do to impress him? Even our prayer has become work. If you're not sweating, you don't think he has heard you. Then when you are now sweating, you think, yes. You know, we can't even pray to God simply anymore. If you haven't lost your voice in prayer, you don't think you've started. Can we impress him that way? No. No. So why are you suffering when you should be enjoying your life? You know, some people, they say that, don't put all your effort in your work. Find some time to go to the beach or go to the cinema or take a walk or go window shopping. All of those things don't necessarily bring you joy. You can have joy in anything. You don't have to wait till Saturday. Say, no, my Saturday is reserved for me. It's my special day of cooling off. Off what? Off your frustration of Monday to Friday. You see, such people don't enjoy their lives when they can actually enjoy every moment. Enjoy every day of their lives. And be happy about what you do. Take pleasure in yourself. Relish the moment. Right? Yeah. Yesterday we read it. That he gives us richly all things to enjoy. You enjoy them. Enjoy those things. This thing that you wore. Did you have time to look at it in the mirror? And said, Lord, thank you for this shirt. Wow, this looks nice. Did you have time to appreciate yourself? Then when you come to work and nobody sees what you are wearing, say, they don't even know what I'm wearing. But you didn't see it yourself. You didn't even see it. You didn't see it. So start learning to enjoy your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.